I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. My thorn, his grace, is our title. We're reading 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. Because of the extraordinary greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord three times that he might leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I delight in the weakness, in insults and distress, in persecutions and difficulties, in behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So we see in 2 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul speaks of a thorn in his flesh that was given to him, a persistent struggle that kept him humble and dependent on God. He pleaded three times for it to be removed, yet God's response was not healing but grace. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Well, today, I'm no Apostle Paul, I can tell you that right away, but I wanted to share how my journey with stiff person syndrome has become my own thorn in the flesh, a struggle that has drawn me closer to Christ. Like Paul, I prayed for healing, and while God has the power to remove this burden, he has instead given me something greater, an ever-deepening relationship with him. At this point, I actually don't want it taken away from me. I value this new relationship that I have with Christ. Well, let's break this down. Paul's thorn, a lesson in humility. Paul was a man of great revelations and spiritual insights. God used him mightily, yet to prevent pride from creeping in, he was given a thorn. Scholars debate what this thorn was, whether an actual physical affliction, persecution, or something else. But one thing is clear, it was painful, humbling, and persistent. Likewise, chronic illness humbles us. It reminds us that we are not in control, that our strength has limits, and that our bodies are frail. But in his weakness, we experience the sustaining power of God. Point two, the purpose of the thorn. God does not waste our suffering. Paul's thorn had a purpose, to keep him humble and reliant on God's grace. The world teaches self-sufficiency, but Christ calls us to dependence on him. When our strength fails, we come face to face with the one whose strength never does. SBS has become a part of my testimony. It has stripped away illusions of self-reliance and drawn me into a deeper communion with Jesus Christ. It has given me a platform to witness to others about God's sustaining power in the midst of suffering. Point three, God's sufficient grace. Paul asked for his thorn to be removed, just as I have asked God to take away my struggles. Yet, just as God answered Paul, he's answered me, my grace is sufficient for you. Suffering does not mean God has abandoned us. Instead, it is often through suffering that we experience his presence most profoundly. It is in our weakness that his strength is revealed. Point four, finding strength in weakness. Paul did not just accept his thorn, he rejoiced in it. He declared, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is a radical perspective. And instead of viewing like my condition as a curse, I am learning to see it as a gift, a means by which God draws me closer to him. My weakness is an opportunity for his power to shine. How do we wrap this all up? Well, a call to trust in God's grace. Each of us has a thorn, whether it's an illness, trials, loss, or hardship. The question is not whether we will suffer, but how will we respond to suffering? Will we grow bitter, or will we allow it to drive us to the arms of Jesus Christ? I choose to trust in his grace. My body may be weak, but my spirit is strong in him. My thorn has not defeated me. It has brought me closer to my Savior and defined me. Whatever your thorn may be, take heart. His grace is sufficient for you. His power is made perfect in your weakness. And through it all, he is drawing you closer to him. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and I hope this has brought some encouragement to you. Your faith for today.